3rd of August, Rabbi Shragi Kalas. Start the way the Torah way, paintballing and plastic surgery, Chogel.
Beryl has been having no hatzlacha in Parnassa lately. He doesn't know what to do, looks outside, nothing, all the endeavors, everything he's trying, it's not going. And then he sees a sign, he sees a few signs actually. He sees one sign, and the sign says, earn quick, easy geld, not a lot of brain necessary, not a lot of effort necessary. Become a human punching bag. It's a human punching bag. They need somebody at the fair. So they need somebody there to be the human punching bag. They pay each person that comes and punches. They pay him $10. Every person that gets a shot, he pays $10. Is that mutter? Looks like a good idea. $10 is a lot of people that don't like Beryl to make a million. No, is that mutter? Beryl's other idea was, as he was walking down the street, he saw a sign in front of the hospital. I mean, needed. Human experimental rats. They want to test out new medicines and all types of things they want to test on people, willing to pay lots of money. No. The sign says in the bottom, the very fine print, but you might lose certain body parts, certain usage of aid. Is that permitted? Is a person allowed to go into such an endeavor? There's a girl, Nebuch, she has Nebuch, a big birthmark, a grace of birthmark on the front of her forehead. She tries Shidduchin, Skatenish. The boys don't want to marry her. So she comes home, she says that she wants to get plastic surgery. She wants to have this thing removed. So her father tells her, it's not proper, it's ashkopically incorrect. It says in the Torah Kedosha, ain't sur kelekeinu. And Kana says, ain't sire kelekeinu, repainter shaloylam, it's ashkopically incorrect. He's the best painter. How can Ashkopically painted you with this birthmark? That's beauty. That's a trademark of beauty. So then, I don't think it's permitted. That's what he tightens the father. The son, I forgot to tell you about his birthmark, it's in the Mishpacha. He comes home, he also has a birthmark, he has a birthmark on the other side, and he's also having a hard time in Shidduchin. So he comes home and he says, he also wants to remove the birthmark. So his father says to him, you, it's a different problem. It's a problem with Yilbash. You're trying to make yourself look beautiful, that's Indian for girls, that's not an Indian for boys, that's an Isidra. I said, well, Yilbash, for you, it's even more of a problem. Is he right? So Bachar, he comes, his friends tell him that, you know, I think it's Kedai that you start smoking. Right? And they tell him, smoking, you know, all you have to do nowadays, you have to just read the box. It says something in the box, smoking kills, it's a picture of a dead body. Who wants to smoke? He tells his friends. So his friends tell him, don't know what you're talking about. You look in the Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos, and Pnei Yeshua says that if I allow to smoke on Yom Tov, it's very healthy, it's good for the digestive system, it's a very healthy thing. And Fakaret, no, you can't believe everything you read. And Fakaret, I think it's Kedai for you to start smoking. Is he allowed to start smoking? Is he right? Are his friends right? Should he start smoking? Maybe we shouldn't. Is that the halacha? Another boy comes home, he got a couple of kids, they were beating him up, some goyim. So he tells his father he wants to take karate lessons. He wants to take karate, and then he's going to show these goyim, you know, he's going to show them. He's going to need a karate yid. No, is he that allowed, Rabbi Isai? Is he allowed to go and take karate lessons? I forgot to tell you, in the karate place, it's a Jewish-run organization, and the people that are running it, they do karate, they're Jews, they'll be hitting each other, is that allowed? No, and then, what does Reb Chaim Kanievsky do? He finishes Kol HaTorah Kula, he finished Shas, he finished Paiskim, he finished Kol HaTorah Kula. Not good. He finished Kedah Tayakula, he finishes Shas, he finishes Paiskim, and now he's bored, no? So what does he do? So his friends, Yochai Kanievsky's friends, they tell him, well, he finished Kedah Tayakula, so let's go paintballing. Let's go paintballing. For those that don't know what paintballing is, you run down to put on some interesting type of an armor. You run down the place, some type of, forest. You run around, and you have a gun. In the gun is not bullets. In the gun are paints. And you have to shoot whoever hits the person. You know, that means he's out if he has a paint blast on. Now, is that mutter? Is that mutter? Sorry. Is that mutter? Is it mutter to go paintballing? No. Hitting other Yidin, it hurts a boy's side. I saw when the Balkan came back from the yeshiva, and they asked me after they went paintballing, and they said, Rebbe, is it good to go paintballing? So they started explaining to me, what's paintballing? What's the big deal? You go paint with somebody, who's this? Right? So they started explaining, and they said, you see welt marks. You ever see these things? Big, they're red. Anybody who ever went paintballing knows exactly what I'm talking about. No. Other cases, in general, Shouldn't he borrow the ball? I say borrowed in quotation marks. He didn't ask his friend. He just borrowed it. He borrowed the ball. And then he started playing with the ball. No, as he played with the ball, his friends all, you know, they were all playing together. They were playing a game of soccer, football, whatever the fellas call it over here. And they were kicking around the ball. As he kicked the ball, Shimmy kicked the ball, and he broke Yankel's glasses. After he broke Yankel's glasses, so Beryl kicked the ball. He kicked the ball into a pole, and the pole had ended up just like a spike coming out of it, and it broke the ball, destroyed the ball. Is he chayav to pay? Is the friend is chayav to pay for the glasses? Is it nice and bekal yoyim my side? Is wrestling mutter? Is it meant to wrestle with your friend? And okay, all the shaylas are basically one shayla by side that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us this guf. And is it true what we're about to say in the sleeves? In another month, Bez Hashem, we're going to say HaNeshama Loch V'aguf Shaloch. It's also the Rebbeinu Shaloylam's. It's also the Rebbeinu Shaloylam's guf. So is that, do we have a right to do plastic surgery to our guf? Do we have a right to smoke? Do we have a right to do dangerous jobs, to go and become a human punching bag? Experimental rat? And then there's another fellow. And Bez Hashem, I'll tell you the story in the end. I was here 11 years ago, I got a phone call from my mother. She tells me that they're looking for me, the American Army is looking for me. I remember the story. I don't know what they want from me, the American Army. They're looking for me. Why? Apparently, when I was a young lad, I signed up for the American Army, unbeknownst to myself. And when you do this, you take a blood test. In this blood test, they took all types of tests. And I was a direct blood bone marrow match for somebody in the middle of Texas somewhere. So my shy, and the shy was that they want to know, they have my number, they have my bone marrow, and they would like that I should come and donate bone marrow. Now anybody knows anything about donating bone marrow, it's a major process. Nishkan Pasha Zah, you're out for the whole Elzman bone marrow. It's Nishpasha, it takes the whole kishkit out of the match. It's not so, it's a very, very, very great operation for a person to take. Am I a chliyev to do such a thing? If it was a yid, do I have to be chayshish it's a yid, because it's the same bone marrow, and if it's a goya, you're allowed to do it, etc. And they were offering big money, Rabbi Yisai. Big money, I would have been able to not have to come here and give all the shurim. That's how much money we're talking, Rabbi Yisai. Times 10. They're offering. No. They're not allowed to tell them who I am. That's the law. Otherwise, they're going to get phone calls and whatnot. And mommy, all she wants to know is how come you're in the American Army. So what's the mice in these cases, Rabbi Yisai? All these cases, we'll see Bezra Hashem Yisbar. The Yisait, and we start such a sugya, a grace of sugya. And the side is, says the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshin Mishpat in Simitav Chav Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's also to hit another Yid. It's an Issa Deraisa. The Pasuk in Parashat Kisei says, Pen Yosef, who are we talking about over there? We're talking about a Yid, a cheeseburger, this Yid, this and Hoshe. And they gave him Malchus, and they clapped him good, but they cooked it, they deserved it. And they clapped and clapped. And then at the end, they accidentally gave him one extra patch. Said the Pasuk, Neiman and Pen Yosef, don't give him that extra patch. Who are we worried about? This Russia. That's what we're worried about. You give this Russia a patch, you're over an Issa Deraisa, you hit a Yid, you're over an Issa Deraisa. Number one, before we start, Issa Deraisa. Said the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, a Yid that he picks up his hand to another Yid just to show that he's going to hit such a person. That's an Issa also. Maybe Deraisa, maybe not. Brought down by Lachat Shulchan Aruch Simitokov. The Shulchan Aruch says over there, a person who hits his friend, he's a Russia. Number one. Number two, he's in Chayim. Number three, you can't join this fellow into the minion. Next morning he comes into the minion. Is it a tenta? No, we know you. He's another one. He's not included in the minion. If he hits another yid, he's not included in the minion. A hit a yid is a very serious thing, Rabbi Yisai. When you start to hear, hitting a yid, he's a rosh, he's in chayrim. You can't include him in the minion. Ulay a mezumin, like I'm chayrim in one place, I saw his mezumin. Ulay a mezumin. Okay, I'll go pardon him. But he's out, Rabbi Yisai. So then when we start talking paintball, and we start talking about plastic surgery, it becomes a much more serious shiloh. No, the doctor, if he's a Jew, it's a very, very serious shiloh. Is he allowed to cut you? It's a shiloh of an issa deraisa already. And that's not an issa deraisa. He's a rosha. Chazal don't call too many people a rosha, Rabbi Yisai. No. It goes without saying, hitting children. There are certain situations where you're allowed to hit. The Pasuk talks about Avshalom, and it talks about Adonio, and Ishmael, and Esav, and the Midrashim say that they were not hit. And because they were not hit, we see what happens. We see what they went off. They went off to Atar Yisrael. No, so I bet everybody has to know exactly when a kid does need a patch and when he doesn't need a patch. There's no shame in the world to hit a child that he doesn't deserve it. It's the same Mr. Deraisa. To hit a child that doesn't deserve it, and you're just trying to get out your frustrations, that's an Mr. Deraisa. That's the same Pen Yosef. He's a Yid, and you're the same Rasha. No, sometimes the Gemara Makkos is mashma that if a person, he can't be a Malach, and if he thought he deserves it, no. So then maybe it's not Mr. Deraisa, but again, this is something that again, every time he comes to hit a child, chutz from the chinuch involved. He has to realize he's playing with an Mr. Deraisa. Hitting a wife, I don't have to talk about in such an Eid HaKadosha, but I'll just mention what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Beis Yosef. There are Beis Simcha in the Beis Yosef. I think it was in Simcha Kufnun Gimel. I didn't get a chance before to look it up. Kufnun Gimel. There are Beis Simcha, the happy Rishon. Now Beis Simcha writes over there. There was a fellow here. It was a problem. He was hitting his wife. So Beis Simcha said, "Well, did you warn him already?" He said, "Yeah, we told him twice, thrice. It doesn't listen. What are we doing him?" So Beis Simcha says, "Cut off his arm." Not only does he come to the minyan tomorrow morning, but he has no tefillin to put the hand on. Okay, I'll go punish him. That's not right. I don't have to talk about such things in the Neinak and Oisha. But the Maisa, is that that's also forbidden. But today we'll concentrate more, not on the Isurim. I want to concentrate more. Are there any situations where it's mutter? Is there ever mutter to hit a yid? You took such a cash with trepidation, you have to come to talk about such a shayla with a pachad. So the emphasis is that when we talk about chayvel, we're not just discussing when I'm chayvel somebody else. The Rambam paskins even the chayvel ba'atzmoy is also. There's a whole shayla in the paskin. It says it's yadua that the in the times of the Kapanist and the Russian army, there's whole shaylas all the paskin the Chuvah Svarim talk about where you're allowed to cut off your own finger so that you wouldn't be able to go to the army. Of course, the whole shaylah, the whole reason of the shaylah was is that maybe it's a pukuch nefesh, but who gives you right to chayvel yourself? Is aflah heilek amakneh. He says at the end of kedushin, it's not the heilek amakneh. Avram Avinu, how come Avram Avinu he was mekayim kol tzar kula? How come he didn't give himself a milah? The mekayim kasha, the famous question. I once had 37 tzedutzim on this, but the makneh, his teretz on this heilek kasha. He says chayvul ba'atzmai until he got the tzivut to give himself a bris milah, to give a bris milah, he had no right. Here we're talking about boys like milah. It's Avraham Avinu fashtanin. What is the Indian of a milah and dalzim b'tutin nevelnda? But it's a shayla of a chayvul ba'atzmai. Even a ben noya has no right to be chayvul ba'atzmai. It's not your body, says the heilik gras in this game moment. See, David, it's not your body, says the heilik gras. He says whose body is it? It's Rebbeinu Shalaylam. You have a pikadim and you say it every morning in the night. He gives it back. He gives you the pikadon. He gives the pikadon. Excuse me. My dad is again. He gives it every morning. He gives you back the pikadon. But I'll call upon him, it's taka haguf shalom, and that's the ma'isa. Aloch le'ma'isa. It's considered the rebbeinu shalaylam's guf. That's aloch le'ma'isa. Where do we know this from? It's another shayla. The paiskin bring down. There was a rivash. Rivash, the emes is, there's a minchas chinuch in memches. Minchas chinuch says that if I give a shus for somebody else to damage you, so we'll see, Bezal Hashem, there's two things we have to discuss at Boisai. There's the aspect of mominus, which we'll see that that's not possible. It could be in the aspect of mominus. There are situations of where a person is potter. If you give him a shus to damage you, it could be in mominus. We'll talk about it in a moment. We know, of course, that there's a chiyuv mominus every time you hit the yid. It could be like in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Aleph, that our beitins are not goiva for chayvel nowadays, but they record, they cause you to mefayis. Ramos says on the page, you must mefayis the other yid. You must make sure that he goes home happy if you chalila hit the yid. Chutz from the kapara that you have to ask for. Chutz from that avad, you have to be mefayis this yid, number one. Number two, Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to the halachas of when a person, he's chayvel, that does a person have a reshus on his own guf? Does a person have reshus on his own guf? He can give somebody else reshus to damage him. Does he have reshus to give somebody else to do an operation on him? Does he have reshus to go and play sports that is going to cause damage? So the Minchas Chinuch says, yes. He says the same Gemara that tells us that a person, again, we'll see, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tachah, the same Gemara that tells a person that when it comes to the monetary, the other fellow is caught there. That same Gemara gives him the reshus. It's my body. I have a right to tell him, and you can damage me also. And Mela, it takes care of all the questions. Oh, it's possible. Don't go for afterwards. Maybe for afterwards. Yeah. That Akopanim says the Chinuch, therefore you have a right to be Michael. You have a right to let somebody else damage your body. However, this is mamish. You look in the paiskim Rabbi saying, kimat all the paiskim are chayiv. The Rivash is talking about a case of where a person lent money. He lent money to somebody else, and he was trying to get a loan from somebody else, and he couldn't get a loan. So he told the person, that's a chayiv. If I don't pay back the money, I'll let you cut off my arm, right? Or I'll let you punch me in the face. The Rivash is tough pay dollar. So So the Rivash says, Sahapi Dikalei, Sahapi Rivash, who are you? You're the Balabasan, the Torah Kadesha. Who are you? There's Allah in the Torah that says you can't hit a Yid. So you're going to matter up this Aveda that he can go and hit you? The Rivash tells it too. It's also in the Chavis Yarin, in the Gimel. He says, you have a right to be matter? The Isra Ribbis, we're Michael on the Ribbis. On the Mela, we could mouth of the Ribbis, Beinenu, Mai. What's the difference, Ribbis? You're not the Balabas of the Torah. You have no right to go in the Torah, in the laws of the Torah Kadesha, and to allow the other person to give ribbis, so too, you have no right also to allow the other person to hit you. I can give him rishos. It's not your Torah Kadesha, it's still a lav. You don't have the ability to matter the lav. But the Graz and the Chazanish, they say differently. They say, chutz from the fact that it's not the lav, you don't have a right, you don't have a koyak on the issur that the Torah Kadesha said is an issur. But there's another problem. It's not your body. It's not your body. It's through Baruch Shalom's body. And just like I can't do it to myself, I ask Kimavur in the Rambam and Kimavur in the Shulchan Aruch and Simchat Torah, you have no right to let somebody else call you Ba'atzmai. Which Mamela makes all of our shaylos at Baisai, all the great. Now, anytime I want to come, I want to give a shush to somebody else to do plastic surgery. I want to come, I want to wrestle with him, I want to fight, I want to this. All these things become much greater shaylos. The Ber Goyla, at the end of Chesh and Mishpat, says a beautiful lashon, the last Ber Goyla in all of the 1,705 Siman Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Chesh and Mishpat, Tavchav Zayin, he says the last siman is talking about Nishmat and Oyel Nafshei Seichem. It's talking about Maikah. It's talking about all the chiyuvim we find in Shulchan Aruch. Many places that they were makbid on a person has to be careful with his neshama. Simikuf in his guf, Simikuf Ayin in Oyel Chaim, Simikuf Ayin Gimel in Oyel Chaim in Yoredei, Simikuf Tes Zayin. It talks about all the laws of what a person is allowed to eat, what he shouldn't eat, all the different things. So the person has to be very careful with suicide. Says the Gemara, needs to be Zayin and when he doesn't take care of his body properly, even with the skula dikin yonim. And the siman tov chav zayin is an entire siman which discusses the chiyuv that a person has to make sure there's no dangers in his house. A person who leaves out of his house, he leaves an iron on the table. He might be oyver nisidereisa. If he leaves out a hatch ring in a situation where somebody can get to it, that might be nisidereisa loisasam dama bebeisecha. If a person has an oreli and it doesn't have a proper shear of what we call a shear for a mica, he might be oyver nisidereisa maybe not loisasam, but be oyver. He might also be open in such a case. And there's an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch which requires that he to be very careful. So the Ber Goyla begged the kash, begged the Ber Goyla, what's this? Well, what's the problem? You know, it's my goof. Why can't the person say it's mine? And I'll just, you know, the guy's who gave it to me. And what do I have to care about these things for? What do I have to worry about these things? Does the Baruch really care? Zot the Ber Goyla, Merit the Kolashim. Zot the Ber Goyla, that person is an apikoyos. Because he's mayis betayvus rebbeinu shleiman. He's mayis with the type of a kafal. A kafal who gave him an neshama. He gave him a guf that he could be able to toil and do erlichkeit and do toil and do mitzvahs and become a meritic person. And he doesn't care about I have my guf and this. He doesn't care about he's a mayis betayvus a kafal. He's an apikoyus. The Ber Goyla says half of the kareiv. It's an apikoyus. So watching a person's own health and his life, etc., is a very serious thing. So the start of Baisai of the Sugya, that's the Akdama, but the start of the Sugya of Baisai is Alpiyah Gemara, there's a Mishnah Baba Kama Dapsani. The Mishnah Baba Kama Dapsani tells a guy, it's a Maisa, it's a guy's Arichas, we can't go into it so much, but the whole story about a lady who somebody took off a tichel, and goes to Pushis, and he was trying to show, this person was trying to show, this lady, she's not the same Makbid anyways, and he poured some oil on the floor, and the kid said, she went, she took off her shekel in order to go and put her hair in the oil and to say, so he said, Rabbi Kiva, can I say, book? You see, she did it to herself. So what do you want from me? I was Nevayish her. I was Nevayish her, and I have to pay the money. Okay, Mavur and Shulchan Aruch, Nevayish Mish, but also Zimit Tachop at the end, Zimit Tzib Vav Mivav. What? I have no Chelik in Elam Haba. I have no Chelik in Elam Haba. Psak and Shulchan Aruch, because I was Nevayish her. Nah, she does it to herself. And the Hedek of Rabbi Kiva, the Tana says, yeah, she has a right to do it to herself. You have no right to do it to her. As I say in the Gemara, Pek the Kasha, Pek the Gemara, we find a different Brisa, that she doesn't have a right to do it to herself. She has no right to go and be Mitzayer her own body. She has no right to be embarrassed herself even. So we have a steer in Brisa, and one right in Mishnah Brisa. It seems to say that she has a right over her guf. She's in charge of her guf. She can embarrass herself if she wants. She can hurt herself if she wants. And then we have a Brisa that seems to say that she cannot. No, the Gemara goes, the Gemara answers a few terutzim, but basically what comes out of the Gemara is a big bilbul in the Paiskin, the Shita, he brings down the Ramah, and it's 2 days brought in the Torah. 2 days brought in the Torah. Are you allowed to be chayvul ba'atzma? You're allowed to damage yourself. And the halacha of the ma'aseh, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Chav, Paskins clearly that you're not allowed to be chayvul ba'atzma. The big problem is the Gemara brings down a Maisa with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was walking, and he was walking, and there was all these branches and thorns and whatnot, and he picked up his clothing, he picked up his shoes, who knows what. He picked them off because he didn't want them to get ripped by the thorns. He was afraid they'd get ripped by the thorns. And then, but his feet, the taka got ripped off, they got all cuts and bruises. So the Gemara has, you see over here that it's Mutter Lach Bo Ba'atzmai. And the Rama brought down in the Torah, and says, you see from over here that a person is allowed to be Chayfo Ba'atzmai. It's my body, I can do what I want with my body. But say all the places already came out as much like that. The Shechonar brings the second day, from Rav Chisda's Noraya. From Rav Chisda we would just say, and that's really how the Grad says it in Sivkot and Dalit, all we see from Rav Chisda is that if there's a tremendous Tzorich, so then already there's what to talk about. This Isser of being Chayvel Ba'atzmai is not like the Isser cheeseburger. You can't eat a cheeseburger, there's no child, there's no Gushin's ass. But here, we have to go and we have to wait. And that's really the hard part of today's Sugya. We have to wait, we have to figure out the Chishkayas over here, says the Shulchan Aruch, that to be Chayvel Ba'atzmai is not your goof, and you have no rights. But the example that grabs, let's say you want to be chayvel yourself for tshuva reasons, for kapara reasons, already it's not possible, says the grabs, then already you're allowed. What, my high? Why are you allowed? What's the raya? Rav Chisda. What's the raya from Rav Chisda? Because we see from Rav Chisda that even though it's not your body and it's aser, but if there'll be a major, major tzayr, we have to figure out what that major tzayr and why in Rav Chisda that called a major tzayr. So then already it outweighs this iser. What's the avon of this? Why should that be? Is it also the chayvel batzma? Is it not chayvel batzma? So there's different rishonim. The Rambam, he says, and that's how the Ramesha learns in the tshuva, the discussion of plastic surgery. Ramesha says, you see from the Rambam, he says in Lashon that it's only aser derech nitzayoyim. It's only aser to do damage when you're coming with fighting. It's only done when you're coming to hurt yourself, you're coming to cut yourself. But if you're not coming in such a fashion, you're not coming in a fighting mode, you're not coming in a violent type of a mode, so then already it's not aser. That's not called derech nitzayim. Others, Rishon Nezalman in the tshuva, Tapi the Red Baz in the tshuva, they learn a different nitzayim. They learn that this is not called kilkel. This is not considered damaging. With anybody who would see chalila le'aleinu, a person has to go to an operation, they have to amputate his leg, and they see the person, the doctor cutting off his leg, would anybody look at that action as a mice of destruction, as a mice of chavala? That mice is a mice of tikkun. That mice is not called the mice of chavala. That's other mahalach of the Rishon Nezalman. It's familiar to us. When a person has a shayla and a shidduch, he knows that that's considered lashon hara to go and talk about another yid. That's a nerve volume of aveda lashon hara. So why is it mutter if he's doing it l'toyeles? So that's not called lashon hara. That's called lashon tov. If he has the kavanah l'toyeles and he's doing it, he's not doing the aveda of lashon ra loyseilech rochel be'amecha. But he's doing what the Rechaim HaKadosh said. The next part of the pasuk loysam loydal tamre echa. He's doing a ma'isa atzal over here. Nobody looks at that action as an action. Lashon Hara and Bekein. We have all over the Shabbos. Is something considered a destructive act, or is it considered a matikin that can act a tikin? It's not considered a kilkel. We have to weigh. Sometimes we have to see what the action the person is doing. You see, look, he's ripping. No, what do you mean? Are they ripping? Now we'll be able to sew it up and make it a much better jacket, etc. This is a concept that we're familiar with. Who I did by Kabbalah. If he's doing an action, which seemingly it looks like Kabbalah, but really what's really taking place over here, this is a tremendous tikin. Because I say this, he's cutting off his leg for the amputation purposes, that's of course not considered an Isser Chavala. Who I did? A different Tzayr. We have to figure out what's called a Tzayr. The Chalkis Yankit, in the Tshuva, he discusses this, and he says, I'll give you an example of a Tzayr. A Tzayr Gadol. He says, Taisus and Shabbos and Daf Nunam and Beis says, what about Tzayr? Is Tzayr considered enough of a Tzayr? Is pain emotional Tzayr? Is that considered enough of a Tzayr? So he brings Taisus and Shabbos and Daf Nunam and Beis that says, in Meir Dikalashin, he says, Ein Lecha, when it comes to talking over there about Busha, a person is embarrassed about something, and he says, Ein Lecha, Tzayr, Gadol, Mizoy, it's called Rega Berega. The person is embarrassed. That's the biggest tzar. That's the biggest tzar imaginable. And says the Chalkis Yankiv, in our example, in the example of a person that has that terrible, we'll see other cases in a moment, but that terrible, terrible birth defect. And they have terrible, and they feel busha kol rega v'rega. And they also have an issue with a shidduch, a major issue. So that would be considered an example of not a chavala, but adonava. That would be considered, we'll call it either a chavala l'tikin, or we'll call it a derech. It's not derech mitzayin, it's considered fixing. It's not considered hurting. Other examples I've always said. Excuse me. Says the Mishnah Lachas, this is the heter. This already is a stretch. It says this is the heter for earrings. How's it a mutter for a girl to go and poke a hole in her ear to get earrings? She's doing chavala to herself. What's the answer? So he said, it's interesting. He said that something that became a widespread mahalach, people don't look at this action as an action of destruction. People look at this as a ticken, and they spend a lot of money on the jewelry, on the earring industry. So therefore, such a thing, we don't look at it as a chavala. You see, Rabbi, it's great, it's not clear. It's something clear. We have to figure out what's a tzarech. I'll give you an example by that. Is every single thing going to be a tzarech? How about that lady? She went, she took off her hair, she took off her tichel. Why? Because she wanted to go and chop up all the oil that's spilled on the floor. It's a tzarech. So you see, for a tzarech, you're not to embarrass yourself. Now the Gemara says it's awesome. That would be awesome. You're not allowed. It's not your body covered that. So you see, not every tzarech says tzitzis and daliyala from a base. Not every tzarech is called a tzarech. A person, l'mashal, I'm not talking about voice side, about interesting people. They're interesting people, they don't like their nose, right? It makes them look too Jewish. Baruch Hashem, halavai by all of us. And they want the smaller nose. No, they want the green hat over there. They don't want it to be till here. They want it to be till over there. So in such a case, that's a tzayach. What's my tzayach? What? Because du bist the mishigah? You had the mishigah, that's not considered a tzayach. But let's go back to our friend, the boy. Says the grain of Moshe. He says, I can't say that's called derech mitzayim. If he has a good tzayim, if he has a good need, person has a terrible birth defect. Yeah, the shayl is, you know, in levels, this already a person has to ask a shayl. Now, where is the level of what's considered a big tzayrach? And what's the level of considered a narish kite? The chulek, a person asks, that's already a shayla. But bikaron, the concept exists, that it's considered mutter. What about the other tiny that we saw? It's not the tiny. But what about, it's ashkafically incorrect. Ain't tzayrach alakayim? The baby shalom, the baby shalom, who's the best tzayr in the belt, he made you like that. So I saw Bamis, and see, tell he has a tiny. He says, he doesn't say, how could there be a shayla? How could Ramesh have danned on the shayla? How could all the pais in the chalkas yankim? How could it be even danned on the shayla of the chalal? When they're going against the Rebbeinu Shalom's desire. I don't even understand this time. And we see Ramesh also didn't understand this time. I don't understand the time. If Ramesh is saying that it asks up the Isser Deraisa of Chavala, there's an Isser Deraisa, he's not allowed to be chayla, but when you're not allowed to let somebody else be chayla. And even if the doctor's a guy, says the guy Ramesh, then you're right on the favor. If you allow him to do it to you, that's called the favor. And it's an Isser Deraisa nonetheless. So if it matters, if we're saying that Chavala is not called a Chavala, why is it called a ticket? In such a situation, it's not called. So what are you going to say? You can say your brain is a little major like that. So I'll ask the kasha, a person gets sick. How's he allowed to take medicine? How's he allowed to take medicine? He's sick. So Ben Mr. Gemara prep the kasha. The way that we try to learn the Gemara, that's shake rap, pulling it up, hey, Baba comment up, hey, I need your day into the shin lam and vod. That Rebbeinu Shloimeh makes you sick. You need a special heter that says Ramban, you know what you need a heter for? You need a heter because maybe the Rebbeinu Shloimeh wanted you like this. Who gives you a right to go against Rebbeinu Shloimeh's rots and his rots? You should be sick. So what gives you a right to go against his rots? And what's the answer? There's a Xeris HaKosid that you're allowed to. No? So over here we don't have a Xeris HaKosid, but the place can say, I come that there's a Sire of Gogol Ma'od, it's not considered a Maisa. It's not considered a Maisa Chavala B'Klal. So in such a situation, L'Chayda. Astrophically, I don't see why she'd be incorrect. What about, again, oh, a comet's a big tzarech, a comet's not a big tzarech, so then you have a different problem. You have a problem during, maybe on the Mitzvah Deraisa. When it comes to the time of Lo Yilvash, if he's a boy, so this the Emissary Shlomo Nezalman deals with this. This is a famous mice that happened about 160 years ago. There's a fellow who woke up in the morning, one morning, and the whole entire side over here was white, and this side, the entire side, was black. There's a shayla went to the very high, went to the great city Doyle, the great city Paiskin. Shlomo Nezalman also deals with the shayla and the tshuva. Shlomo Nezalman also deals with the shayla. And Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't think that that's an Isser of Lo Yilvash. This is a big topic, it's not for now. But he says he doesn't think that's Lo Yilvash, because Lo Yilvash is when you're trying to make yourself look younger. But if you have Bizayin, that he doesn't think is called the Lo Yilvash, that every person would be makbid on. That's a Bizayinus. Now the emissary of Shlomo Zalman goes on, he says, yes, yeah, so you know what you should do? Paint your entire beard white. At least that it doesn't look weird. Okay, I am sure. That's already Mishpashit. But the concept of Isai, if this person has Bizayin, that's what we want from Rishon Zalman. If the person has Bizayin and he's got a baris mark, a defect, you can't say that such a person is either on Lo Yilvash. Okay, let me get back. Now, we got me Sakon, I'll say the Maimar Muzker. Maimar Muzker, if you look in the Chuvas from Mamish 40, 50 years ago, what the Cypher talked about, and Mechaz Yitzchak talked about, even the Shevet Levi, so they mentioned that there's an aspect of Sakana. I say this Mamish for Kitz and Nimrods. They talk about the aspect of the Sakana. That there's a Sakana in these things, there's anesthesia and whatnot. Dennis is today, before the Shear, I was Mavara with the Grace of Mumchen. I wonder, what's the Sakana factor? And it seems to be the Sakana factor in every, this is the number, I wrote it down, in every 7,000 operations, 5 people have either Sakana Nefashis or Mamish Death. 5 out of 7,000, which in number, that's 1 out of 1,400. So this question I sent today to the Goyim of Yashin, and the Yashin said he doesn't feel that that's considered a sakana factor. He doesn't say he's masking to the numbers, but he didn't feel that that was enough to be considered a sakana, and therefore it's not considered like the poiskim. Now the Nager that discusses such a shayla, he's discussing a shayla of an operation in general in Sinishim Chabal. He says, oh, it gives you right to do an operation and put yourself into danger and this and that. But if nowadays the sakana factor that we're talking about is so limited, and you have that sayra, so then a chavala is thus nish. Now the Maisa, smoking. No, we have to get too painful and smoking and this. So that is just like this. Ramesh has a tshuva. Everybody knows when it comes to real, I tried to mention all the Ramesh's. Ramesh has a famous tshuva. Ramesh discusses smoking. And Ramesh says, that's, and again, what's the shayla? The shayla is Yishomer Lecha, and Yishmar Temoidon Ashuseichem, and Achai Bahem, and the Ber Goyle that we saw at the end of Simit Tov Zayin, and how careful a person has to be about his neshama. So, smoking, Lechayro, the back says it killed, they're right. I didn't say Yeshua. The Yeshua, I wrote 280 years ago. 90 years ago, yeah, 280 years ago, the Peshur writes, he's talking about, is it mutter to smoke on Yontif? So he says, mutter to smoke on Yontif, it's mamish, it's an oichel nefesh, it's a rada, it's something that's healthy, it helps digest the food, it's a wonderful thing, everybody knows. And over the course of the Deiris, they found out not like that already, the Chofetz Chaim. Here's the Chofetz Chaim, he says, in his Bikutim Mamorim, he says, you're not allowed to smoke. It's not a Nayazach, it's not the Surgeon General's warning. Chofetz Chaim writes already, you're not allowed to smoke. He says, standards for being claimed by asthma, they've already proven. So why, is there any ace, is there any hector? So Ramesha, as a tshuva, Ramesha writes, Hashem Yitzayim Hashem. I could have felt, if you're doing something that everybody does, so then I could have felt guard you. To say that hector nowadays, I think it's a bit schwer. It's a little bit schwer. Because Maisa, number one, we see that the numbers, unfortunately, are very, very schwer. Very schwer numbers. So you see that either vice versa, maybe because there are a lot of people in the world that are stopping, so maybe there's less pesi rate. Maybe it's not so, maybe you can't say anymore, I'm just like one of them, because there's so many people that stop, because they, so does that mean it's also gomer? Does that mean it's also the smoke? I mean, I see the smokers are getting up the leader, right? And you say it. About the point of it, is that also smoke? So I tell you one thing, which I have no suffix, I can say this with all the clarity in the world, there's no shayla in the world, and this is the right to start smoking. There's no shayla in the world. It's like any 14-year-old, bacha, 15, 16, however the kid is, and he comes to start smoking, he's bivadai, and it's the deraisa. How many is the deraisas? I have 7. I'm not sure. We can go into it, and that's not including kibbutz of ein, but I have 7. That's number one. He shot the club, the to start, there's no answer. Isn't it? It's a deraisa. You know that you don't need it now, and it's going to cause you to be sick. However, but when it comes to a person that does already smoke, so let's dine. Now we have to dine the shayla we spoke before. When we're dining on chayvul and damaging yourself, we have to weigh. Is it called he's damaging himself? Is it called he's helping himself? Let's see, this person, he smokes. And he gets very, very nervous when he doesn't smoke. And it helps him, it relaxes him. He's a regular smoker. Some shot that he's trying to teach himself how to do this narishkeit. He already is a smoker. So then, when he has that cigarette, it calms him down. For him to not be calm, so then, I don't know, that's going to be very, very difficult for him to function, and to function by during the day. Such a thing might not be considered a chavala. You know, you can't say that such a person is being going for this is a rice, and when he smokes, is it kedai to stop? Okay, it's kedai to stop. There's no shayla. But could you say that that person is being going for this is a rice? What he's doing right now is a big, big sign. He needs it. The way some people need food, they weigh more than food. So when he's smoking right now, that smoking is considered by him a major tzayr, and it outweighs the chavala. Okay, if he's able to stop, halavai. But the concept, Abayis, I saw a yid today. I saw him holding a cigarette in the street. I said to him, Rabbi, you know you're a mazik. So he said, oh, he doesn't mean I'm not coming to the shir tonight. Now I know what you're going to say. No, he didn't understand me. Now I'll explain. He was holding the cigarette. I was like, what he's doing to himself, that we said, it could be a smoker what he's doing. He's already an alcohol smoker. It could be what he's doing to himself. That's not called chayvul. That's called the azitzayrach. The way he was holding a cigarette. When you walk through the street in Rosh Hashanah, and you're holding a cigarette like this, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Lamed Aleph. This has to do with last night's shir, Abayis. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Lamed Aleph. It's talking about the famous Gemara, but he said, the Kayer and the Kad, if you're holding something in a dangerous fashion, in a way where it can damage others, so then you, sir, are considered a mazik. If you're holding it in a way where it can damage people, and that famous is brought down by law, and Sinushinayim Tess and Chesh Mishpah. It depends. If you're walking and you're holding it close to your back, and the other person walks by, he comes next to me. Who asked you to come next to me? Says the Gemara, Baba Kamadat, Tess, and the Beit, and Derek, and the Schach, and the Xolin. It's not the Derek type of people to go so close to walls. Not that they have to come so close to me. I don't know. If you're in town, people talking to banking the people, so then I have a tzad you can't smoke. In town, you can't smoke, because if you're going to be holding a cigarette and you're going to damage the person next to you, you'll be over on another mamazik. Well, you're very careful, fine. Come inside here. He took a cigarette, flicked it, I said. And his friend was walking with him, and he said to him, what are you doing? You know, it's in the middle of the street. Somebody's going to walk over it. So he went and he kicked it like this. He kicked it to the side over there. And right then, boom, that second, somebody walked by. I was thinking to myself, what would happen if that person, he was walking by, barefoot, you know? Or he was walking by his socks. And it burned a hole in the fellow's socks. So I think to myself, who's chayav? No? The second guy is chayav. Because we're in Chayshin Mishpat and Sin and Tav Yud. Because if you, he planted what? A boar in Rishas HaRabin. He flicked the cigarette, he planted in Rishas HaRabin a boar. Nachon? You came, says the Gemara Baba Kama Chates in the base, and you moved that boar. You're a good Samaritan, but sometimes that doesn't pay off. You move that board and you move it into a position. You were trying for the good. Yeah, trying. We appreciate your effort. And you're going to be the one who's responsible to pay. Now, the only thing is I think that maybe if it burned a hole through the sock, so then I think that's the keli. And I think this is not considered aish. I can't be a mayor called this. But since it's stationary fire, I think it would be boar. And we saw yesterday that boar is partner in keli. But I'll tell panim, yechayiv bidei shamayim. Okay, let's get to sports. Paintball. No. So right away he said, paintball, no. Can I take a paint? Can I shoot my friend with a paintball? So now we're starting with a very serious shot. I'm shooting a yid. This no nothing crazy. You're not going to get counted in the mini tomorrow. No, so I don't know. Some people, they come to me and they tell me it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt as much. I don't know. I'm not going to fight in the Irish kind. If it doesn't hurt as much, if the taka doesn't really hurt, and that's not the Iker Tachos. The Iker Tachos is not the hurting, I can hear that. The Iker Tachos is if you're trying to get a thing. Just sometimes, it taka hurts, but it's not the function of the game. So this, I ask this in this nusik to the Goyim of Yashin, if he's doing an action, which is, he's shooting the fellow, and it's something that the Iker Tachos is not the hurt. It's the Iker is not the hurt of person, but as a result of the game, the person does get hurt. I mean, let me explain to you that website. Where I understood paintball originally was you shoot him and it hurts every single time. Now, they explained to me that's not the mitzvah. I'll accept if that's not the mitzvah, it hurts. But it's not the fun. The Iker of the game is you shoot. And sometimes it hurts. If that's true, I'll accept that. When I ask this question to Rabbi Yashin said, Simin Tavchav Aleph, Sipov. Okay. What does it say in Simin Tavchav Aleph, Sipov? So there it's talking about a wrestling match. This is a wrestling match that was already brought down in the Rosh in Simin Kuf Aleph and Sipov. Now, I knew about this. I wasn't sure that Rabbi Yashin was mentioning. Over there it says that the two Yidin, they're wrestling. And it says one went down and the guy got a chet, he lost a limb, he lost a gefelech, what went on over there. So the Shulchan Aruch passed into Allah, and this is what we referred to before, that if you're having a wrestling match with somebody else and the other Yid goes down, so then in monetary payments, you're potter. When it comes to the monetary, it could be your potter, because the Rosh says over there, it's Shneim Ratzim Bershus, Kim Vurin Ligamar Babakama, on that Lamed Beis, and also in Shulchan Aruch, you're both Bershus, you gave each other Bershus to do what they're doing. So since you gave each other a shot, so the mandatory, you're Marichalon. You're Marichalon. Okay, it's a big arichas and a big topic, but in the mandatory, I have a question. Forget the mandatory. We said before, I can't let another person, I can't tell a person come and punch me. That's not my body. I don't have a right. Excuse me, to tell somebody else to come and punch me. It's not my body. So forget the monetary. So on the moment he's potter. But there's a bigger shayla. How they start the wrestling match in the first place? And the Rosh doesn't say. The Rosh doesn't discuss that aspect. It seems to be that the way you have to learn this Rosh is that they were not trying to kill each other. They weren't trying to knock out eyes. They were trying to get each other down. Now, when you wrestle, and I'll explain to you, you guys aren't as bucky in wrestling as I am, when you wrestle with somebody, your ego goes and trying to trip the fellow up. Not always does he have to get damaged in a reason guy. Vice versa, since the damage that occurs is not a secret to the action, so we don't see this action as an action of shlugging. We don't see this action as an action of I can't say shlugging, I think that's the word in Yiddish for wrestling, but an action of punching and chavala, etc. So it could be that in this case, that would be the heter, maybe taka for paintball. But again, I reiterate, if paintball hurts every time, I don't know. But you could say in such a case that you also see over here that this wasn't what's the great tzairah? To wrestle? I don't know. Is there a great tzairah? Get out. I don't know. But upon you see over here, maybe the chalal doesn't have a shame of a chavala when I'm trying to get the person down and Adol, he's going to get hurt. So then perhaps that would be a heter. Now, excuse me. Yeah. Let's go back to our friend, the human punching bag. A parnasa is a parnasa. Is he right? He wants to become a human punching bag. I was there once when Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Eidim of Rabbi Yashiv, he asked this question to his great Shver. And so recently it's in a Sefer, it's a Sefer on Baba Kama. And he wrote this shayla in there. The person wants to become a human punching bag. He has a different case over there. He's my case. He wanted to become a human punching bag. You punch me, you get $10. He brought Raya's mamish. It was a sight to see the two G'dayle Oilam talking. One Raya, the Dafayoyim Yidin. The Dafayoyim Yidin, no, yesterday there was a Gemara in Shavuos. And that Mamish, hey, it says an army. That's a guy, great Sarichas, but there's an army that the way Taisus learns the Gemara over there, that a sixth of the people get killed in the country, so then it's already not a taina. If it's more than a sixth that are killed, then already it's a grace of taina. That's already too much people getting killed, is it? So the Weiskin, they discuss how there was ever a concept of a Mechanis Mitzvah, of a Mechanis Rishos, excuse me, how is there ever a concept of a Mechanis Rishos? How can you just stand and go through a war? A war is a Mechanis Rishos. Mechanis Mitzvah, no, that's a Pekot Nevesh, that's a Tzarech of God Yisrael. But a Mechanis Rishos, what gives you right to go there? It's a Ma'abed Atzma Das, you're doing suicide, and it's dangerous, and it's a Mechanis Rishos. So what do you see? You see from over here an interesting Yisrael. You see from over here that there might be a heter of a tzairich of the country and a tzairich of parnas. What do I mean? There might be a tzairich of parnas. So first of all, they pay these soldiers. If you look at the Gemara and Sanhedrin, they pay these soldiers. And it could be that there's a certain heter of parnas. Now where do we find that parnas should be different? So the answer is a night of Yehuda, and the Meisha brings it down. A famous night of Yehuda. The night of Yehuda says that what happens if he wants to go hunting, he finished Shas, he finished Poistim, he finished Kol HaZar Kula, and he wants to go hunting for fun, not for Parnassah. So maybe you just said, for us to go hunting for fun, first of all, Tzav Lechayim, second of all, Nishmarki Me'aydam Shetaycha, what gives you right? It's dangerous. Harei Esav, the Shai the Kol Adam, and he claims it's dangerous. What's best the best of you? You're better than Esav. It's a Sekhanas of Vashas. What gives you right to put yourself into a Sekhanas of Vashas? Maybe you don't see it. However then, does a person ever, how's it possible ever that a person would go hunting for food? And what about all the hunters that they go and they trap deer and they trap this, they trap cow, whatever they're trapping them for the purpose of eating. So you tell me there's no heter there. Says in the Gemara, there's a Gemara, Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amid Aleph on the top. The Gemara says over there that this person, you have to pay your workers on time, Rabbi Yisai. You have to pay your workers on time. He says that I said, you don't pay, but you might teach in Schadon. You have to pay him on time. Menschlichkeit. And that was Menschlichkeit. Allowed that I said. Says the Gemara, the key. He went up to the roof. In fact, the Gemara, he went up to the roof and he was endangered his life. And he went and he was hanging on the tree, the face and the backwards and does, and he's cleaning the window. He was doing it for that's a toilet, that's a chesed. Hey, love, now you say nafshon. He was doing it for panos, he was doing it for money. You better pay him on time. I can't think about. Fair to hate the connect of the Yehuda. Also brought after him the Chazanish, and the Ramesh brings it up. We got a bigger question over here. What's he doing on top of a tree? What's he doing on top of a window? Dangerous skyscrapers, a kana. If he would go up there, Stam says the Chazanish would be against the rice. Stam wants to do it, Stam. Marish Kelly wants to go and pretend like he knows how to face the. But for Parnassus Mutter, what's the end? You don't have to say over here, Rabbi Yisai. Even in the Yisra, Vinik Shmartin, Boyd, and Asher Seichem, this is you have to protect your body and be very, very careful. But Soyuch, that's already not considered that I'm doing something crazy. That's not considered I'm doing something damaging to my body. That's considered that Soyuch outweighs the danger. It outweighs the Sakana. You have to say that it's a grace of Soyuch, it's Mutter. And maybe that's the Heter. Say the price game, say Chaim brings it down. Maybe that's the Heter also for Mechamis for Shus. Maybe that's the Heter, I'm going to Mechamis, it's dangerous, this, that. What's the answer? No, but you get me Parnassah, and the country needs it for such a thing. Perhaps it's Tzayach. Tzayach is there, and Rav Yisrael Zilberstein said to Rav Yashiv, he said, so Ulai, who are then, who's also, you may punch him there. Is he even punching? Parnassah, Parnassah! And also, an experimental rat, as we call it, you know. He wanted to put inside them all these different things and all these different, you know, truths and medicines and see if they do work, if they don't work, and it's dangerous and this and that, etc. And chayyur, that should be allowed. But the emes is, I'll tell you the emes. I wasn't zaycha to see the end of that conversation. And I looked today in the Sefer, and I saw in the Sefer, he says, both these cases, he fills his mutter, doesn't bring it from Rabbi Yashitak, I'll be saying, no, both these cases are mutter. I'll tell you, I think there's a difference. I think when it comes to the experimental, the experiment, etc., I hear maybe for Parnassah it's mutter. If it's a 90% sakana rate, maybe it's not mutter, fine. But if it's a self-aid, then I can hear such a thing as mutter. But the human punching bag, I don't know. The Rambam said that what was the heter? The heter was, it's not called Derech Mitzayim. When you go and you do this Chavala, and it's a gross of Tzayrach, it's not a Derech Mitzayim, because it's a tikkun, it's a this. I don't know. Here you're taking it, you're shrugging it, you're punching the heat. He's doing it in order to do the punch. That's what he wants. It's not the way we explain paintball. Paintball, when you're punching, when you're doing it, you're not doing it to hurt the other person. You're not doing it to shoot the paint. Here you're doing it to hurt him, and you're paying. So it's like paying to eat a cheeseburger. I don't know. I think it's an isser. I don't know. Let me get invited. Chasana, Simchas, etc. Now we talked already about one Indian of punching and danger and all these things. But what about stam? You damage while you're dancing. Said the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Hilchos Purim, and what then it applies also the same halachas to Chasanas and Simchas. When people are all dancing together and people are moichel, they understand that when a person's dancing around in a circle, he's unable to control himself. Sometimes he knocks, and he knocks off a person's glasses. Has been burned two places in Shulchan Aruch. That's been pashtis. The pashtis you put them in pain, because in such a case, if people are moichel, however, hezik gadol, people aren't moichel. That's what the person says. I'll give you an example. If Khalil al-Khas, the person, Meshuggah, he gets into a car and he's drunk on Purim, nobody's moichel on that. Mr. Meshuggah. And that's Karev's amazing. And the person say again, like we spoke last night, that if he would have done that in the time of Chazal, if he's some Paiskim, he would have been called amazing. Pashas, not. But if he all the other Paiskim, the Goyal Adam, Kuen, kill him. I'll combine him, but that's people aren't moichel on that. That's a hezik gadol and people aren't moichel. Also, now, two more cases of Oisai. One case, I have to go back to our case. Shimi took the ball, this is Negev, but it's like, Maisim B'Kol Yom by the children. No, you have to teach your children two things after tonight's year. Number one, you teach a kid, you know, sometimes you have a story, a kid hits another kid and this and whatever, you know. So first you have to teach a kid, to hit a kid is an Issa Deraisa. You know, to hit a kid, to pull the hair, whatever, all the different iPhone that you can figure out, it's an Issa Deraisa. You teach a kid, you're over an Issa Deraisa. Number one. Number two, you have to teach a kid, you have to know, there is an Issa called Nekama. If the next day he comes back, you hit me, the next day he punches. Now, there is a famous chinuch. The chinuch says, if somebody comes, he punches you. Said the chinuch, a tzaddik, a chassid, he stands still and he takes it. But if you're not a tzaddik, you're not a chassid, you're not over a nekama. Nekama is when it's premeditated. If I get punched and I punch right back, that might not be considered the isser of, it might not be over, first of all, on penny, so you're protecting yourself, and you might also not be over on the isser of nekama. No, there's one person you can't say that on, a parent. On a parent, you can never say that. If Khalil al-Khas, a person, his parents hit him, and he hits that chas v'cholim, that's all the avedas of Oisai. That you can't say, well, I'm not a stone, that's about that, that's all of the avedas. About Kopanim, he took the ball. Let's go back to our case. You talk to the kids, this is Mike and Bacol going by the children. He takes the ball. So first of all, he borrowed the ball from his friend. Number one, borrowing the ball from your friend without asking your friend, that is called a shoyel shalomidas gazel. It's passed in the law for two places in Shulchan Aruch. If you borrow the ball without asking the friend, unless the friend gave you rishus in the past, and he said, you don't have to ask or whatever. But borrowing the ball, you're called a gazel. So now, let's go, because he's playing with his football. So let's see, all the other chevra there, they don't know he came with the ball. So they all think it's his ball. Right? Nobody thinks this guy stole the ball. Why do I have to be chayshit that this guy went and stole the ball like we stole last night? So let's go to Seder. Number one, when I take that ball, anybody on the field over there, and he accidentally kicked somebody with the ball in the face and the glasses broke, potter. You're playing the game, you know these things happen. These things happen, you're potter. Now, if you break somebody else's window, he wasn't playing the game. So for straight talk, you're not potter. There's no shy. If you're little kids under the age of bar mitzvah, like we spoke last night, so it could be that you're potter because you're a child, and when you're older, you should pay like the Mishabur says. But what about the ball? Now, the second guy, Reuven got the ball, as we said. He borrowed the ball. Reuven went, he kicked it to Shimon. Shimon kicked it, the ball hit a spike, and the ball popped. So now who's chayif? No? You know who's chayif? Reuven, the guy is chayif. Because Shimon, why was he playing? The second guy, why was he playing? The second person, he was playing with a ball that he thought, so he's a mazik, but he's a mazik bainus. But that's the Gemara of Baba Kamet of Kofi Beis. Kisvurim Shalavim, if I thought it was yours, I'm a mazik bishus, I'm a total bainus. I have no reason to believe that this person's ball, why would I think that this person, Khalil al-Khazi, stole the ball? Is he? I have no reason to believe that. So in such a case, if you didn't know that the ball was taken, so then he's potter and the ganif is chayiv. If you did know, so then that's the gemara of a kamuk of yudal from a base gepasin on often fishing bishus and machines on the chalev. Rotsa mizegoyve. I don't know if already you can get the money from the person who actually stole the ball because he's high, or from the person who kicked the ball. Rotsa mizegoyve. I'll end with the mice. That mice with the bone marrow. And it's really negay also, you know, a person sees a sign, they want to buy kidneys. They're selling kidneys, you know, they'll give good money, and it's a good parnasa. So is he allowed to give his kidneys? So that we spoke about already today. I don't know. It's for parnasa. It's in Pashin now, no? It's for parnasa. But I did I think it's Meduyik in the Graz in Sikhat and Dalit, that even though we say for Tzairich and it's your body, and when it comes to Parnasa, you're allowed to do certain things and certain dangerous things, etc., and even maybe Chayvul Batzmai, and we saw a Chayvul, a Heter of Tzairich, and a Heter maybe of Tsar, and all the different Heterim that we saw. But maybe it definitely never was given over to you, the body, to go and actually cut off a body part. Maybe, if you look good in the Graz, I have a little bit of a hunch that the Graz is mashma, that already we never gave. That much that you can actually take a body part and give it to sell. If you want to give that body part for pikuach nefesh reasons, you're not mechuyev to set the piskei tshuva nirudeis and kufnin zayin, sivkot and tesvot. You're not mechuyev if they say to you, listen, pikuach nefesh, give the kidney. So Dayan Fisher, the great Dayan from Yerushalayim, Mir HaKadosh, he once said, could be the roi varmai sachmai. If they're forcing, come on, give the kidney for your family member. He's not mechuyev to give that kidney. If he gives it, says the piskei tshuva, he's a chassid. He's a tzaddik, he's allowed to give it, but he's not mechuyev to give that kidney. No, if he gives, but for money, for parnassus purposes, I don't know if you can give that kidney. But what about my case, the bone marrow case? This is a very, very dear child to me, because the first child I ever asked Rabbi Asher. I asked this question to Rabbi Asher. I said, am I mechuyev to give it? Mitzoma, you know, my bone marrow match was a direct match to this person. So I figured, first of all, maybe it's a yid. If it's a bone marrow match, if the guy's misabedik, I think then it's a yid. So my first question is, am I chayev to give it? So the Asher said, I'll be this piskei tshuva nirudeyo. To say chayev, can't say chayev. It takes the ganze kishkezan, even if it would be a yid. It could be not chayev. It takes the ganze kishkezan of a person. He did say that if it would be a yid, narech a yid, you should do it. That's what he did say. But he said, in this case, he told me, you should not do it. Why not? He said, in this specific case, the case was, they found a bone marrow match in the middle of Texas. Who knows where? I don't know who this guy is. So what's the word? The word is that, you know, the bone marrow matches. So they did some research. There was a Yidin Yerushalayim, and there was David Morgenstern, and he looked into this. And they came out that if this person has Jewish blood in him somewhere along the lines of Manu Tzlan, intermarriage here and intermarriage there, and da-da-da, is this Kinkasha that he can have a same now? They did decide that he has to have some kind of a Jewish blood. It has to be some kind of a Jewish blood that it should shim. Otherwise, it's summonish. But in this case, he said, but in the summer, the chances that this person is an Erlich Yid and the Haimish Yid, especially because they said where the place he was coming from, are close to zero. So he said, in this case, it would be maybe even Nisr. Because that would be, who says you have a right to go and save a guy? Where do you have a right to go and do that? In a case of where you're in the hospital space, that's Eva, that's one, you have a Chiyuv to do it. But in this case, who would give you a right to do such a thing? So I said, yeah, but money, Parnassa. What about Parnassa? I can make a lot of money over here. That Rabbi Asher like the guy. That's not good. It's not giving of an aver. It's not giving of a kidney. It's a good. So he said, if you need the parnasa, medav the parnasa mekendosi. If you need the parnasa, this case, because taka, it's not something which is life threatening. That's what they claim. It doesn't threaten the life of gamma. It just makes the person very, very shvach. So that would be an example of a person doing something for the tzayrich of parnasa, which is chayra. Would be mutter and wouldn't be in violation of Mishmat and the Oy, the Nafshay Sikh.